Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's geared against you to keep you in debt. Amen. To keep your mind troubled. Thinking about bills. Gas prices go up. Transportation goes up. Oil goes up. Everything goes up. And now people stop buying food because it's a dollar more. Y'all ain't buying that. They done went up. Well, just don't eat then. Listen. It don't matter if the interest rate goes up. Come on.
All right.
It don't matter if the interest rate goes up to 10%. When does an interest rate govern us? Now, I'm not saying do foolish stuff. But folk look at statistics and balances. And then determine their measure of faith in God. Like God is bound by that. I heard him say the gold is mine. The silver is mine. The cattle on 1,000, the cattle on 1,000,000, the cattle on all the hills are mine. It's not the world's, but that system has people on lockdown. It wants to make you small, manipulate you, control you, limit you. When you are a new creature, listen. I just didn't stop a bunch of habits. God didn't just dress up an old me or an old you. When you got born again. That's exactly what it means. You were born again. There's another you that came out. The old you has passed away. Can you get this? Come on. Stop holding on to that old. Let it go. Get out in faith. Let God show you. Too many times you're holding on to something. The old you. The devil reminded you where you come from. What you used to do. How many people you killed. I knew I'd get a witness over there. How you used to steal. How you used to fornicate. Just about that man is dead. That woman is dead. That has nothing to do with my identity today. Because I've been born again. I've been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into a kingdom, the kingdom of God. And now I have an incorruptible seed. I'm not of the seed of Adam anymore. I'm of the seed of Christ. Can anybody get it? You need to say that 1,000,000 times until you believe it. I say it all the time. I am born again of an incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which lives and abides forever. I am forgiven of all my sin. I've been washed in the blood. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Everything has become new. Everything has become from God. You got to say it till it gets in you, till you know that's who you are. Then your reality changes. Your environment starts to bow to you. Atmospheres change and shift when you show up. Demons ain't out to try to get you. They're running from you. That storm that came up that Jesus quieted when he touched the shore of the Gadarenes. Legion. Some writers say it was two. One says it was one. Came running out. Now, whenever he came running out, he came out to kill. He killed folks. Anybody that came there, ran them off. Chains couldn't hold him. See, this is what your storm has been trying to keep you from. Because the moment you touch that shore, that enemy is going to come out to try to confront you. It tried to keep you from getting there. Because he knows he ain't got a chance now. If he could have got you in the middle of the Galilee, he could have stayed in his territory. But you may tell somebody, I crossed over. This is a new era, a new epic, a new season. Are you hearing? I said it's a new season. Some stuff from the old season you can't take into this season. Some mindsets you got to discard. Those devils, some say between 2,000, 6,000 demons in the man. Can you imagine that? But when he came running out, he saw who it was. And he fell at his feet and said, have you come to torment us before our time? When you walk in the authority and understand the principle of Goshen, you're not afraid. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You don't fear. Just tell somebody, no fear here. I see in the spirit, that's been some of some here, that's been your hang up. You've allowed fear to seep in. Fear is the portal of the devil. That's how the enemy gets place in your life. Fear. He can't do anything with faith. As a matter of fact, Paul wrote it this way. He said, give no place. Right? He said, give no place to the devil. That word place is interesting because it's a legal term. Let me say something to you that don't know this altogether. The devil cannot just come into your life and beat you down and steal from you and do all kind of stuff to you. He has to do it legally. He has to have some permission from somewhere. And God ain't giving him permission. Stop talking about you in a Job trial. No, wait a minute. The Job trial, truth be told, Job made the statement early on when he started to lose everything. He said, that which I greatly feared. Yes. Ah, there's the catch right there. God don't just allow the devil to do stuff. He said, that which I greatly feared has come upon me. What did he fear? Notice what he did. Every morning he would offer sacrifices for his children. Notice something. I said this in men's ministry. He would offer sacrifices for his wife. And we see why. After Job got the boils all over him, right? We see what kind of wife Job had. She said, why don't you just curse God and die? And then we don't hear anything else about her. But he feared for his children. And so he said, what he greatly feared. See, he was developed in this thing to where the scale tipped. It's one thing to be afraid of something for a little bit, but then get rid of it. Face it. Deal with it. Don't let it take root. He said, that which I greatly feared has come upon me. Then in chapter 6, he asked God, he said, Lord, teach me to govern my tongue. He was saying stuff. That word place has to do with a legal term. Anything done in the spirit realm has to be done legally. It has to be legal. In a court of law. It's a court of law. Spiritual laws. That's why sometimes, as much as you cry and God will bottle up the tears, you still don't get the answer to prayer. God is merciful to you. He'll comfort you, but you're still broke. Why? Because it's not tears. It's the application of law. It's when you decree, when you establish your covenant right, when you make an indictment. We see it all through scripture. Joshua was running late for a battle, and the sun was going down, and the enemy was about to run off into the woods. And Joshua said, wait a minute, sun, stand still. Moon, don't go down till we finish this battle. That's in the scripture. I got somebody to look at me like, this is the church of the last day. They're going to walk like Jesus walked. Because it's going to be Jesus in them that's doing the work. They will be a people that have just yielded enough to him, have forsaken enough of themselves, and yielded enough to him for him to work through them. It is he that will be doing the work. It's not you that have to concoct something, try to figure out, pray hard enough. No, it'd be him doing it. He that seeks to save his life shall lose it. That's what that system does. But he that loses his life, the same shall find it. And it's not that same life. It's the Zoe life. It's the life of God. Let me tell you something, what it looks like for some of you that may not have been here Wednesday night. What God's going to do and how God will bless many in these last days may not look like what we see on television all the time. You know, mega churches, shiny this, bling bling there, you know, all this stuff. No, when Elijah went to the woman of Zarephath, remember God said, go down to Zarephath because I have commanded a widow woman to sustain you. Do you understand that God has commanded people that will be part of your life? You don't know them yet.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.